I'm Susan Saunders, and I have other Greg. I feel like I'm cheating on you, Greg, with a different Greg.
Another Greg in your life?
I know. Man. Double the Greg, double the fun. Greg Zavitz from Coldwell Banker, Heart of America Realtors. Every other Friday, we have him in for our Finding Your Way Home segment. Hello, other Greg. But Greg Hallbleib does not have a cool phone number as you do. Your phone number is Ask Greg if
Ask Greg.
Figure it out with the letters. And the phone number, if you figure it out, is 275-4734. You can call or text Greg if you want a realtor extraordinaire.
Thank you.
Because, you know, what, 60 years in the business now?
No, I'm a little over 60. I've been 30 years in the business.
30 years in the business. Born to be a realtor. First question off the top of your head is, how is the business right now? I mean, it's spring. It's supposed to be the best time of the year. Is it?
Finally got something that wasn't rain out there today.
Yeah,
but
I know.
It's been real good. It was good for about a month and a half. It slowed down for about a week, but that sort of happens. It can't be busy every day forever, so it took a little breather, but rates are still good. The first time home buyer money is out there. It's not even first time home buyer, it's repeat money, it's grant money. There's about 10 or 15 different programs possible that you could qualify for
and layer on top of one another.
Yeah, most of them are income based, but you can get, you know, some various things that save you on your interest or save you on your rate or give you down payment assistance or pay your closing costs. I mean, now is the time to call a realtor, me, and just get me to get you to a banker that knows what you want. Depending on what you want, I send you to where that would be best filled.
I always like to check in with you as to what the community wants. So right now, do people want to buy or do they want to sell?
A lot of people are listing because they've been out looking, and they knew that, you know, the inventory. I mean, yesterday, there's 700 pending houses on the market. That's as many as I've seen in a while. A lot of stuff's been bought in the last 2 months. So those sellers, you know, somebody bought something. So those sellers are now looking as buyers, and so it's churning. It's going up in price. The hot market right now is in the 200s, you know, 150 to 275, because that's where buyers are right now.
Although I have seen some amazing listings on your app, and of course, I always like people to go find your app, but your real estate app included so many great houses I've seen under $100,000 lately. There's some gems out there that are independent, standing alone homes.
Freestanding, individual.
So there's some people out there that are either doing some house flipping, or more and more people are excited about house remodeling and really upgrading some beginner homes.
Inventory in some price ranges is tight, but there's still stuff out there. And with the rates and the grant money and the first-time homebuyer stuff, I haven't seen it this good since 2006, 2007. So now if you're even thinking about it before rates, you know, eventually going to go up probably. The grants are going to dry up, you know, they only last a month or two because they're funded, and once they're gone until, you know, 6 or 8 months, maybe a year later.
All right, here's always the difficult question. If I want to change my house in town, so either I want to upgrade or I want to downsize, whichever that is, which do I do first? Do I go looking for a new property that excites me and then put my house on the market, or do I put my house on the market and then go shopping after it's sold?
Well, I would always be looking, whether you're going to do it 6 months from now or 3 months from now, because you want to get exposed to the market and know what's good. But the problem is now stuff is going so fast that if your house isn't on the market and you can't make an offer without having your house pending, you know, if that doesn't work where you can afford two houses, you got to get your house going. And then if you're lucky enough to get an offer right away, which a lot of people are, just put the closing date out about 60 days instead of 45. So you have about 2 weeks, 3 weeks to look. And as long as you're pre-qualified, we can do them back to back.
So that's about the time that it takes for closing.
Yeah, we're getting 35 to 45 days.
But you have that option of setting those timelines.
Right. It's negotiable. It's one of those price, personal property, and closing date.
And are you finding your buyers are able to handle that?
I've got buyers writing offers, and we can't get it together. I mean, sellers think it's a seller's market, which in some price ranges it is. Buyers are still thinking it must be a good time for them. And we're getting $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 apart, and then everybody walks. I've got one guy that made an offer, didn't work. Made another offer a couple days ago, didn't work. Tried to make an offer today, and the thing sold last night at 12 o'clock. It went on the market yesterday. So he didn't even get a chance to write an offer or to see it because it sold
that quickly.
Same day.
That quickly. Top amenities that people are looking for right now. I know you talked about price range, but is it location, number of garages, fenced-in backyards?
A lot of people still say, to me, schools, you know, especially if they got kids. If kids are gone, then it's, okay, location. I want this price, this location. But if it's kids, I search via where I can search on my stuff, which the buyers can't. I have some stuff I can do, and I can search by schools. And I had somebody yesterday said, I want a house in the Grove School. So I can send them everything that has Grove Schools.
Fantastic opportunities.
Yep.
All right. We always talk about hot listings, and I'm just curious, do you have anything particularly on your list that people need to see before it's gone?
Yes. River Landing, 1402 River Landing. We just listed. It's $134,000.
Where is River Landing?
River Landing's off of Savannah Green, Shelbourne.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it's a ranch on a corner, detached two-car garage. It's been on the market 9 days. We've had about three or four showings, so it's a hot little property. Another one is 902 North Linden.
And that is the Linden area, all those pretty trees.
Yeah, it's a developed area, and it's 144. And it is a rental house now, but they're month-to-month. It's a corner lot, detached two-car garage. It would make a very nice investment if somebody wanted to put a tenant in there or just live in it.
What about buying it and keeping the tenants that are in there now? Is that an option?
They were looking to move, but that might change, so there is a possibility of that, too.
Okay. Being a landlord is not all that bad. It's constant income and extra tax deductions at the end of the year if you can handle it.
Yes.
Then do you have any open houses this weekend? Even though you've got all those great tools on your website where sometimes you don't need to go to the house first in person.
Yeah, but we do have one on High Point, 117 High Point, first time open. It was a rental. We got the person moved out. Got it cleaned up, and it's going to be the first time we do an open house.
I'm sorry, I don't know High Point.
High Point would be going west on Hovey, and before you get to Cottage, High Point's the first road just before Cottage.
Okay.
And then one other new listing, 1028 Harvest Point, which is out in Harvest Point.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the main street going in, but at the end, so it's nice and private because the street doesn't go anywhere. It's like them and Cornfield. And that's $223,995. Nice odd little price, you know, $9.95.
And these are all open houses this weekend?
No, this one is just a new listing.
New listing,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So it's a three bedroom, so it's great.
And don't be ashamed to call Greg and say, "Hey, can you show me a house this weekend?" That's what he does more than anything else. He's on the road doing showings, and you've got other people that are handling the.
Yeah, Steve's around if I'm not, or if we're double booked. So Steve's showing, I'm showing. Steve's doing the open house on from 10 to 12 on Saturday, and then he's available in the afternoon.
Okay. Ask Greg, again, is that phone number. His number means 275-4734, but it's easy to remember, and you can go to gregzavitz.com and see his pretty airbrushed and filtered picture. I do the same thing to mine as well. But you have so many friends that you work with, and they're associates who become friends that help people work and fix and repair and enjoy the homes that you're buying and selling with them. And you brought in a new friend that we're going to meet right after the short break on WJBC at 10:18.
Sounds good.
JBC.com.
10:21. We like to talk real estate here, and we also talk a lot of things that can improve your home, even if you're not buying and selling. When you're buying and selling, you're talking to Greg Zavitz, Caldwell Banker, Heart of America Realtor, in his bright, shiny new office. I can't wait to see.
Oh, yeah, we did move, and we're at 304 North Hershey now, across from where we used to be a couple years ago, but fantastic office. They gutted it. It's real pretty. You know, it's nice.
Are you accepting visitors yet?
Yes, big meeting room. If anybody just wants to stop by and see the place, just have them give me a call.
Do you keep candy on your desk?
I have chocolate.
Thank you. We'll stop by. you brought a special friend in. Introduce Tom Scott for us, please.
Well, it's Tom Scott, which is one of those guys that has two first names, so I can say Scott Tom or Tom Scott.
No, he goes.
Never
he'll
trust
put it
anybody
in the,
with two.
In the right order.
But Chambers Heating Services Repair. I go by so many names.
Wait, Chambers. Chambers Services is on our sponsor wheel. We like Chambers Services.
And the owner I've known for 25 years, and we've gone to New Orleans together for Jazz Fest and stuff. So we sort of think the same. We like sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I also like his services, and I tried to get them to come out and. Mr. Scott is available today, so he's going to tell you about some of the specials and things you're doing and why you might want to have your AC furnace checked.
Well, hi, Tom Scott, and welcome to WJBC. How long have you worked for Chambers?
Well, hello, Susan. I've been there, 12, 13 years.
So you're the Tom Scott.
I'm the Tom Scott. My son works there, too, and is also a Tom Scott. But
he
goes by Tommy. He's the third,
he's Tommy.
Actually. Yes.
Gotcha. Now, will people actually see you come to their homes as a technician? Is that?
I was a technician for many years, and as you might see from my appearance, I can't quite move refrigerators and dryers and washers around like I used to, so
what's
I have since retired to the office.
Okay, gotcha. So when I call the office, I might talk to you, but if I call Chamber Services, what am I asking you about? What do I need?
Well, if you're having an issue with your washer, dryer, refrigerator, dishwasher, microwave, furnace, or air conditioner.
Everything that makes my house a home.
Basically, all major appliances are heating and air. We have several office people, five or six people in the office that answer the phones. You give us the issue, you give us your address, and most times we can get there within 24 hours.
That's fantastic. So many people are making more and more appliances disposable mm-hmm. instead of actually looking for repair. So finding somebody that can actually right. repair an appliance is great. But in the spring, I'm always getting mailers, flyers, hearing commercials about having spring cleanings
right.
done.
Do you guys work on weekends too?
We do work on weekends on a priority basis. Right, okay. We like to give our technicians the weekends off so they can spend time with their families.
Sure.
But if it's Christmas Day and I have no heat in the house, I can still call just in
Absolutely.
An emergency line.
Absolutely.
No, because
we always have a on-call 24-hour technician.
Cool.
Well, here's the important question. Do I really need to have my air conditioning unit changed, refreshed, looked at every single spring?
We suggest every other year.
Okay.
But yes, maintenance on your air conditioning unit is very helpful for the efficiency. We have some fantastic new equipment that I had never seen before that you as the homeowner can see. Instead of somebody coming up and saying, hey, you got a bad compressor, you need a new one,
mm-hmm.
we can actually hook this equipment up, and it has a red, a green, and a yellow light on it. Well, everybody knows what a stoplight does. So,
it
makes it really simple and easy for the homeowner to see. Hey, you know, the compressor's working, but it's in the yellow. So maybe it won't be working when it's 95 degrees outside this summer.
I gotcha. And then when it comes to maybe a new home and we're ready to move in, is that something before you move in you can have tested by
Absolutely.
Chambers?
We're mm-hmm. actually running a special right now. For heating and cooling inspections, we can inspect the. Most people don't want their furnaces inspected, but in Greg's case here, if he's got a new homeowner that's maybe thinking, you know, I bought this house, but I'm not sure if this furnace is up to par,
yep.
we can do a furnace inspection for $45 or an air conditioning inspection for $45. Yep. We're running that special right now.
Wow. How long is that special going to go on?
We're not sure.
Okay.
It depends on how successful it is.
Or how sexy it is.
Sexy, yeah.
Pardon me, gentlemen, for just a moment. We're talking with Tom Scott from Chamber Services, who's one of the great technicians that Greg calls upon, or the company.
The company,
calls upon when it comes to trying to make sure his clients are happy and healthy in the real estate world. But I just got a urgent cancellation notice we need to read here on WJBC.
Okay.
All the Fieldcrest schools, there's an early dismissal at 11 a.m. There's been a water main break in Monunk. So, are you a Monunker?
No.
Okay. Head there.
Again, if you're listening and you know somebody that's going to Fieldcrest schools, all the schools are dismissing at 11 a.m. because of a water main break. Make your preparation. Sorry to interrupt the conversation, but you can both understand how bad a water main break is.
Yeah.
That is a problem. So if I'm moving into a new house, I can call Chambers and say, all right, check the heating mm-hmm. and cooling for me. Is there something else I should ask Chambers to do?
Well, the options are sometimes you hire somebody just to do a general check of everything.
Uh-huh.
And they're not plumbers, they're not electricians, they're a whole house inspector. Where it comes in is some people don't want to pay for, you know, the $400 or $500 for everything to be checked.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, well, what do you want checked? And most of the time it's the big stuff, you know, furnace and AC. Most people can walk in and, you know, turn the stove on, it works or not. I mean, some things is pretty easy, but these guys will help you on the big stuff that's going to cost you, you know. So new AC, new furnace, very expensive. At the very least, I suggest having somebody come out and check those two big items. And if you want to have them do the small appliances too while they're there, they can check washer dryers.
We've previously talked about on the show about having those insurance policies that you can buy.
Yeah, the home warranties.
The home warranties. So should I need services done and it would go onto the home warranty, is Chambers eligible?
Yes,
you guys are on most of
the programs.
Yes,
we are. All major manufacturers, Frigidaire, General Electric, Whirlpool, Maytag, whatever you want to name, we are warranty authorized. So if the product is less than a year old, you can call us direct. If the product is outside of the manufacturer's warranty, which 90% of them are 1 year, then and you have an extended warranty, you can call us, but it's best to call the warranty company first, and then they dispatch it to us.
And you guys are on. I've talked with Global and a few other ones, and these guys are qualified. You know, these companies set up contracts with various people in town, and they are on many
Yes.
of them.
This is one of the reasons I like having Greg Zavis as a friend, because I know he's always got a guy. Sometimes it's girl.
But, I know a guy's got a guy.
I know a guy who's got a guy if I got a thing. And I'm like, Zavitz, who do I call? And he's got always a list of people. Just out of curiosity, though, as you've been in the business for so long, Tom, things change when it comes to appliances and manufacturing of heating and cooling units. Are people getting better at creating appliances that are lasting longer, or are we going in the opposite direction?
Susan, that is an excellent question, and I get it all the time. My Maytag washer lasted 25 years, and I got this one, and it's 6 months old, and I'm having a problem with it. I blame the issue a lot of times on the federal government requiring appliance manufacturers to save water, to save electricity, so forth and so on.
Yeah.
So a lot of the new units have DC volt motors in them, which use less electricity, but they actually run longer. Somebody's had a dishwasher that was done in 45 minutes to an hour, and now they're running for 2.5 hours, and they're saying something's wrong with it. No, that's the way it's designed, and it actually does save water and save energy. But it's a transformation that both the consumer and the manufacturers have to get on board with each other, because we run a lot of control boards.
There seems to be so much more electronics. And where do you find the people to repair these things? Because it used to be, well, I grew up fixing my own, and then I got a job fixing other people's.
Exactly.
But when you have all of these new technologies, how do you learn to fix them?
Our technicians go to training several times a year. We go to the manufacturers, call us up and say, hey, we're going to have a training session in Peoria. Who are you bringing? And we'll bring everybody. But keeping up with the technology, it's still difficult to find technicians that are qualified to work on all these types of different equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you go work on a washer at Susan Saunders' house, and then I'm going over to Zavitz's house and I got to work on his microwave, it seems like two totally different things. But all of our technicians are cross-trained in that regard. And we're expanding and growing so quickly right now because
sounds like you need some people to apply.
We do, and we're looking for technicians specifically. We would like to have technicians with at least 4 years' experience.
And where do they get that experience? I mean, through a trade school, or
they're hard to find. We're getting a lot of kids out of the MTI.
Okay.
Midwest Technical Institute. There's one in Peoria. There's one in Springfield, I think, and then there's one in Moline. And we also service the Quad City area up in Iowa. We have three technicians that live in that area. So we're actually a pretty big company. But when they come out, 90% of them is heating and air, and they have very little appliance experience. But we can provide that appliance experience and training
on
the job.
If we had, let's say, a retiree that decided, hey, I'd like to make some extra money on the side that had those skills, would that be something you'd be interested
Absolutely.
In, even if it was part-time?
We would love to talk to them.
Okay. Tom, what number should they call?
They should call 309-829-6750.
Fabulous. More with Tom Scott and Greg Zavitz, Coldwell Banker, Heart of America Realtor. We're talking real estate news, more after the news. Thanks, Greg. Susan in studio. Susan Saunders, that's me. With Greg Zavitz, Coldwell Banker, Heart of America Realtor. We're always in talking real estate news. He's always got his phone on him 24/7. You got a real estate question. You want to talk about buying. You want to talk about selling. You want to talk about, hey, I need a guy or I need a girl that's going to blank.
Yeah.
When it comes to your home and making it better. 275. Remember this number. 275-4734 for the office. Or for his cell. Same number for
one number for everything.
Right. And it works out to ask Greg. And you can text him, too.
And you're saying I have somebody for everything. I've got a site. It's just www.gregapproved.com.
Oh, that's
and
new.
And I'm constantly putting people on there. I just realized I don't have you guys on. I'm just going to add you. We're constantly creating categories of people I may not use somebody for a while because I haven't had it. And then I find I need somebody. I'll get two or three, and I'll stick them on that. And so it's people I've used in the past.
Providers of services that you
people
think
I trust.
Are awesome.
Yep.
See, that'll keep me from calling you in the middle of the night going, Greg!
You can still call me.
The last person I used robbed me blind. I have unfortunately admitted that on more than one occasion and maybe during the commercial break. But Tom Scott and the crew for Chamber Services is definitely on the approved list. And speaking of approved list, let's talk about appliances for a moment. Because, Greg, when you walk into a house, whether it be new construction or just a house that's been completely remodeled and you see some new appliances, are there certain appliance brands that are catching your eye that are maybe more attractive to your customers or you think are more reliable in improving the property value?
Well, I'm not too sure, and Tom's probably the guy for that question. I'm part of it, but what I'm seeing that I like is the nicer houses are now going with like the profile or the upgrade or the, there's GE and there's GE with a couple different other names
yeah,
and
the
higher
fancier appliances. Yeah.
And there's some cool stuff, and I've seen it twice now. One is a microwave that is actually an oven, and you can put like shish kebabs or whatever. And
Advanium.
It cooks
an convection oven, too.
Yeah. The Advanium.
And they're not cheap, but boy, are they sweet and they're fast. And I've done, in a pinch, at one of these houses I did an open house, I cooked a bunch of stuff very quickly because we were supposed to have it cooked. We picked it up. It wasn't. We brought it out there and just zapped it. Plus, it browns it and does it. So I'm impressed by seeing Wolf ranges and cool stuff that you don't normally see. And some of these people that like to cook are actually putting these in their house. I'm hoping they're using them. I mean, I would, but
they
look
certainly
cool.
Make a strong impression.
Yeah,
if
I mean,
you're
the kitchens are
market.
Amazing when you see the spigot above the thing, so you have water right there, and you've got the nice
the pot fillers.
Yeah,
over
all
by
that
the
stuff.
Stove.
You see the backsplashes are inlaid and cool. But I like the upgraded stuff. It's easier to sell a house. You get a $200,000 or $300,000 house, and it's got a $300 electric range in it, and it's half smoked because it's not a very good one to start with. It's hard to sell that because people know they're going to have to buy a new one right away.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the things you will tell a client too, saying,
yes.
"Hey,
yes, we'll
maybe
talk.
We should be honest about what kind of impression your home is making as a buyer or a seller."
I've had people buy new appliances just to list, and I said, "This is going to be tough. Just take this thing out and put a nice new one in. It'll help so much on selling it."
Are they just borrowing them and then giving them back? Or
buying them, putting them in.
All right, now, Mr. Scott, as a expert.
Don't call me Mr. Scott. My dad's not here.
Okay, well, Tom, over at Chamber Services, you're getting repair calls all the time for heating, air conditioning, and appliances.
Yes.
Now, are there some brands of appliances that are being called for more often or easier or harder to repair if I'm going to go out and buy new appliances? Guide me.
Well, most of the new manufactured items are very similar. A lot of the ones that I would say are more difficult to repair is when you're going to get into some of the foreign made products. You're going to talk Miele. I mean, some of these things that people might not even have heard of.
Yeah.
But now with the internet, people will buy things just based on cost.
Absolutely.
And not be aware of where they're made. And created.
Well, that's true. A lot of people don't realize that LG and Samsung are both made in South Korea.
And I've had a lot of repairs, some of which were impossible to repair on the LG products.
Yes.
They're not my favorite.
They're harder to get parts for. They're more difficult. It's more difficult to find technicians to work on them. Actually, Samsung is the only major brand that you could name that we do not now work on, and that's simply because we weren't getting enough support from their technical support team, and we were having problems getting parts for them.
Interesting.
And I'm not sure if there's anybody around that does work on Samsung.
And that's a problem I've run into.
Yeah.
When I was looking for a repair at first, the first place I called when I needed LG repair, and I was an idiot, and I didn't call Chambers. I called somebody else, and they said,
thanks
nope, we won't do it. We're not gonna.
we would have worked on your LG.
Well, see, again, Greg should have reminded me that I was supposed
thanks,
to call,
Greg.
But I didn't know him then.
She didn't
and
ask.
So now I know. I didn't ask. Next time I'm calling you from Jamaica and saying, who the hell?
Yeah, just call me.
So that's happening. Are there some brands, though, that you find that are easier to repair because everything's going to break or maybe just need a new belt or a new control board, or is there something easier for a technician to get in and people don't realize that can be fixed?
It's interesting you ask that question because we also have a very vast array of parts in our inventory. My son is the one that's in charge of that area.
Is that Tommy?
Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
But if you were to call Susan and you had some mechanical ability of your own, you know that your belt's broken on your dryer. That's a fairly simple fix. I know Greg was just in a couple of weeks ago and bought a Bello, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And and that's kind of a difficult repair. Did you succeed in that?
I'm not sure if it ended up working or not. Let's just say it wasn't successful.
You bought a Bello or a Bellows?
A Bello. It's called a Bello. It's the on a front load washer. It's the rubber gasket that attaches the basket to the front.
We got it in, but it wasn't easy.
Okay. No, it's not an easy fix.
Yeah. Do you have water on your floor? Be honest.
No, is that one of my businesses?
Why are you so far away from the microphone? This is radio.
Because I was letting Tom talk.
I understand.
It was one of my businesses, and we had inherited a front load that was, needing the door adjusted, new handle, new gasket, and so I could do the gasket, but. I can rip this out and put a new one in. It's like, this isn't as easy as I thought.
Okay. Well,
see,
okay,
that's
so
why
this
we're looking
good.
For experienced technicians.
Yeah.
Greg's out,
but it's nice to know that you have the parts. So you can also call Chambers if you want to do it yourself and do the parts.
We have a vast array of parts.
That's an interesting one. For a long time, people just went ape crazy over front load washers and dryers. Everybody wanted to have one. Mm-hmm. I bought some for my house, and then I bought them with the drawers so they would be at an easier height to get in and out. And then we built our new house, and my husband decided he'd rather have a countertop on top, and all of a sudden he took the drawers out because they were rattling on the floor when we had them in use, and it was too close to the bedroom, and it was making noise, and yada, yada, yada. Front load or top down for washers and dryers?
For my personal preference, I've got a front load Whirlpool Duet in my basement.
And you like it?
But I don't do the laundry.
Okay.
I'm kind of from the old school.
But from a repair angle.
Oh, from a repair angle.
Yeah, from maintenance, durability.
They're both equally. We see just as many of both.
Okay.
It seems to me from what I have seen is that more people are buying the top load high efficiencies as opposed to the front load. The front loads were in kind of a wave there maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and now it's kind of turned the corner, in my opinion.
Okay, I'll ask you both the same question, and you've got some time to think about it because we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back. Your dream appliance right now, since we were talking appliances, and that can be in heating, cooling, kitchen, bathroom, washer room. Greg, I'm going to ask you your dream style appliance you've seen in a house that you want to have in your own house. Tom Scott, same question for you after this break on WJBC. I'm Susan Saunders in studio with Greg Zavitz every Friday. Greg Zavitz, Caldwell Banker, Heart of America Realtor. For the love of God, if you need any real estate advice, buying, selling, prepping, fixing,
staging, repairing.
Staging, repairing, open housing, moving even to another city, and Greg can be your guy.
I can refer you out.
GregZavitz.com. Greg approved. If you're looking for a service person, 275-4734 is the number to remember. The easy way is ask Greg when you coordinate the numbers with the letters. That's what it becomes. Tom Scott from Chamber Services, expert technician, office manager. Are you the office manager?
No, I am not.
What's
we
on
just
your
hired
business?
A new office manager, actually.
Well, who's listening right now? Who's the office manager that we should say hello to?
Oh, that would be April currently.
Hi, April.
Hi, April.
Thank you to Chamber Services for being on our sponsor wheel, longtime customer and client of WJBC. So we know you guys know what you're doing. I asked you both the same question before we went to break. Tell me your dream appliance, you don't even have to give the brand, but the thing you want to have in your house so bad it hurts right now. Greg Zavitz.
The thing I've seen, and it's only a couple houses I've seen it in, but it's an outdoor brick pizza oven. That's wood-fired or summer gas-fired.
Those are expensive,
but
they're pretty.
It's got the, you slide the pizza in on the stone, and it's got some type of flame.
It looks like a giant tandoori oven, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, not that – it's one of those things you want. It looks cool, and when you use it, you love it. Whether you use it once a week or once a month, it'd be so cool.
You'd be out there in January wearing your
Uggs. Oh, I'd be cooking everything every week, any time of the year.
And doing that.
I'd shovel it out of the snow first and
absolutely.
Then go cook, yes.
We would sit out there. Or you could sit in the hot tub while the pizza's cooking.
Wouldn't that be good?
All right. Tom Scott, same question for you. Because
I think I'm on the same page with Greg.
Outdoor kitchen?
Those outdoor kitchens are phenomenal. You could put your refrigerator out there, an ice machine, for your cocktails.
Okay, but I see those in the nice climate zones.
No,
in the Californias and the Florida.
Yeah.
And I understand putting my grill out there permanently, but I'm worried about the refrigerators and the wine chests and whatnot. I'm afraid for those in the wintertime here. Do those cover
they
up
make
well?
Them specifically designed for that environment. Yes, you
so
can buy them
survive.
For that.
Yes, stainless and they're covered and,
But I'm worried about the electronics and the moisture and the bugs and things that might get into them around here.
I've got friends that have that stuff set up and they've used it for years with not having problems.
We've worked on them.
Okay. I got to say, right now, I want one of those in-the-wall gas fireplaces that actually does do heat, but happens to have a lot of glass block involved.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking like a fake fireplace, there's flame, but it's done on glass, and it goes into your wall about 6 to 8 inches. Do you guys do that at Chamber Services?
I don't know. You kind of got me on that one. I honestly haven't seen one of those.
Oh, they're neat. I mean, it's a portable fireplace. Well, it's not portable. It's installed into the wall, but it's a way to heat a room as well as give yourself some.
Well, we can certainly quote a price to
install wow
that
ambiance.
Yeah. We will find it and put it in.
Yeah, it needs a gas line.
We can do all that.
They're pretty.
Well, it's functional too. I've seen them out in porches where somebody enclosed a screen porch and it may not have ductwork, but they put it out there and that's their heat source and it makes it a Four Seasons room.
Oh, that's the last question I'll ask you before we have to say goodbye today. And thank you, Tom Scott, and everybody at Chamber Services. Remember, if you're looking for a job and you're an experienced technician, call Chambers today. They really want to talk to you. But when it comes to outdoor living, that's a really big plus on a house tour.
Yes.
Better to have a porch or a Three Seasons room?
It depends on what you mean by a porch. I mean,
like a patio, a completely exposed patio, or do people want them screened
in? Oh, heck, I want both.
Fair Fair answer.
Yeah.
Fair answer. And Greg Zavitz will help you find one that has both.
Call me.
Again, call him, gregzavitz.com, 275-4734. Find you on Instagram, Facebook. Am I missing anything? You're not Snapchat.
Oh, Pinterest and all sorts of stuff. And we're looking at a few other ones, but yeah.
It's all there.
I'm there.
And just he's got appointment times this weekend.
Google my name and then pick something.
And tell him you heard him on WJBC.